welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the last bastion of free speech in the entire world. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send a donation to keep free speech alive. Also, go to, you know this, I say it every time, but I mean it every time. Go to nationalbugle.com, click on the co-certify link, because we want a kosher, because we want a non-kosher certified society. Our society is kosher certified, our politicians, our food, our medical industry. Oh my God, don't get me started. And today we have with us Mark Dankoff. Mark, are you kosher certified?
Well, yes, I guess I am, and I guess that depends on one's point of view, but I tell you, this has been a rough week in regard to seeing just absolutely how insane these Twitter wars are in this environment leading up to 2020, and certainly there are some very, very surreal stories that are out there that we continue to post on the big board, and I've had some rather interesting exchanges with Jonathan Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League, and then Geraldo Rivera and Sarah Silverman figured into this, and we even got the NRA into the whole mix. Regard to some of the incredibly stupid and irresponsible things that are being said by these people on the far, far left of the United States. And I, of course, have tried to emphasize that when we are talking about these people, they are not liberals, they are not Democrats. In the old Truman-Kennedy mold, these people are red, folks. They are as Marxist as the day is long, and therefore when we promoted this show, the 27-second video today, or yesterday I should say, that was taken to be in front of Chick-fil-A, I hope you enjoy the symbolism there, I indicated that I was going to be answering a fundamental question on Dr. Patrick Slattery's show on the Republic Broadcasting Network, our so-called National Bugle Radio Show. And I apologize for this, folks, but there is a context to why this promotional video is entitled this way. I basically was indicating to the Russian media and the Iranian media and the alt-right people that are all on Twitter, as well as the Christian right, that I would be addressing a fundamental question today, at least to begin the show before we get to some other things on the big board, and that would be the whole question of undersized penises. Now, I apologize for that, of course, but folks, this gets into the remarks of both Geraldo Rivera and Sarah Silverman as it relates to, in Geraldo's case, the suggestion, borrowing from Sarah Silverman, who started this,
Who is a very crude person. Sorry to interrupt your flow.
Yeah, absolutely crude. Sarah Silverman is a blasphemous individual, as I think the show promo will demonstrate, and certainly the Twitter and V Contacta promos for the show will demonstrate. And so when we get into this whole issue of Geraldo talking about people who own AR-15s having undersized penises, and he borrowed that whole rather pithy remark from Sarah Silverman, who is talking about people who hunt, who all have undersized penises, I went on to suggest both to these two and to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith with our friend Jonathan Greenblatt that based upon Sarah Silverman's public blasphemy of the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ on the cross as a part of her Zionist comedian routine, I would like for them to explain to me what hate speech is. I said to Geraldo, you know, you've got some great sources for your stories. This Sarah Silverman, she is, of course, a real cerebral person. And I posted this whole thing in pictorial form of Ms. Silverman's comedy act, which is obviously hate speech and blasphemous speech that is directed at Christians and whom the person that they believe to be the Son of God. I asked Greenblatt about all of that in that same Twitter post. And, of course, today with that same theme, and, of course, none of these people have answered me, I went on the basis of the antiwar.com story that Netanyahu may well be contemplating an attack on Iran in the next 2 weeks leading up to the Israeli elections. And I went on to say that if Geraldo and Sarah want to talk about undersized penises, I certainly am of the persuasion that the IDF is the one that has the undersized penises, which is going to become apparent if they attack Iran and Vladimir Putin's Russia at the same time, that it would have a very, very different outcome from what they and their neocon pals in the United States anticipate. I also went on, of course, to challenge Jonathan Greenblatt, who posted on Twitter and sent this post as well to YouTube, that he, Jonathan Greenblatt, was working with YouTube to ensure that all of this fake news and alt-right hate speech was removed from YouTube, and I think by implication, other social media in the United States. And I responded to Mr. Greenblatt and also to YouTube, and I carboned this off to a lot of the international news agencies that know me, and to Pat Buchanan and Philip Giraldi and Robert Bridge of RT and Charles Bousman of Russia Insider and so forth and so on, as well as the NRA itself. And I said to Mr. Greenblatt, you know, this is interesting to me. And I said something to the effect of, you know, when we look at the Levon affair and we look at the Meyer Lansky Ben Gurion link to the Kennedy assassination, and when we look at the whole issue of Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty, and we start talking about the Pollard and IPAC and Ben-Ami spy cases and the Promise affair, not to mention 9/11, and not to mention the Epstein, Maxwell, Mossad, Kitty escort service,
and it seems to me,
what's that?
Elite kosher certification service.
Yeah, right. And I said, you know, you own all of that, Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL, and by implication, I was certainly insinuating, and any moron could connect the dots, that there is a reason why Greenblatt is using his pals at YouTube to try and expunge any exercise of the First Amendment, and that is because this Epstein-Mossad connection that Whitney Webb of Mint Press News and Dr. Philip Giraldi of the Council for the National Interest have absolutely nailed down, that with that in mind, that as people began to understand that this is all about Israel, this is all about Israeli blackmail of American politicians, and this is about the Israel that is taking $10 billion a year from us, that's a conservative figure, at the same time that America is fighting surrogate wars for Israel in the Middle East, and Netanyahu is trying to cook up a deal to get the United States directly involved in a war with Iran, which should not be fought. And at the same time, of course, I was pointing out in particular that with Greenblatt going after Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars as some sort of an anti-Semitic extremist, that this simply revealed another fundamental truth that he and his ilk don't want out there, especially for the Christian right in the United States.
I have just a quick question, because they're always talking about anti-Semitic extremists.
Yes.
Well, if E. Michael Jones is an anti-Semitic extremist, who are the anti-Semitic mainstreamists?
Yeah, exactly. Dr. E. Michael Jones, and I took great pains to say this on Twitter, you could not ask for a finer gentleman, a scholar. This is a man who has a PhD from Temple University. He is a Catholic traditionalist. He is not a racist. He is not an anti-Semite in any kind of racial term, which properly defines that term. And Dr. E. Michael Jones, of course, has done some of the best work that I'm aware of that's available on the long history, not only of Zionist wars, and not only has E. Michael Jones run these Dr. Robertson Jenis front cover stories on 9/11 being an inside job in past issues of Culture Wars. But Jones covers everything. He covers Venezuela and what's going on there. He covers the overwhelmingly Jewish character of the sexual perversion and the defoliation of American culture via sexual perversion that comes to us disproportionately from those who identify themselves as being Jewish. Now, of course, Greenblatt is trying to libel Dr. Jones, much as he would try to libel me, I presume. But certainly, he doesn't want it pointed out that this is not only true, but the current alleged front runner in the Democratic Party presidential sweepstakes, Joe Biden, basically says all the same things mm-hmm. on these cultural and moral issues that E. Michael Jones and Mark Dankoff do. Only Biden is an avowed enthusiastic Zionist, Biden believes that this Jewish thing with the American culture is just a marvelous development. And of course, Jones points all this out.
He says, "Thanks, Jews."
Yeah, thanks, Jews. And therefore, you have a situation where clearly Greenblatt of the ADL, much like his predecessor, Mr. Foxman at the ADL, is trying to go after responsible commentators and to get them off of YouTube and to destroy alt-right radio and to destroy legitimate publications like E. Michael Jones' Culture Wars, and to do it at any cost and at any price, up to and including the demonetization of legitimate publications. I'm thinking of Jones's Culture Wars being one example of this. Don Wassel's The Nationalist Times is another example. The American Free Press, which Greenblatt went after on Twitter yesterday. These are all outlets, and Mark Weber's IHR is another one, where with the kind of information that these publications produce and convey, there's an all-out attempt on the part of the Zionist War Party and their cultural Marxist colleagues in the United States domestically to see that these publications, the print publications, cannot use PayPal and cannot use legitimate Visa and MasterCard and American Express services and so forth receiving payments for their newspapers and their magazines. And now, of course, it's obvious that Greenblatt and some of the is working with YouTube and with Twitter and with Facebook and with Google and all of the other usual suspects in high tech and in Silicon Valley to keep the obvious from being brought before the American people in the run-up to the 2020 elections, and also in the run-up to what might well be the next phase of this war on terror, quote-unquote, on Israel's behalf, which, of course, along with Saudi Arabia, those are the two great terrorist nations in the face of the earth, aided and abetted by the United States government, I'm sad to say. But the idea is, of course, to make sure that the American public doesn't find out who the terrorists are and who the people are that are going to use their sons and daughters in the next war for greater Israel in the Middle East or continue polluting our domestic culture up to and including the fact that most of these Jewish organizations support the National Education Association in bringing drag queens into public schools and public libraries to read stories to children. This is how bad this is, folks. Of course, I have written extensively on this for Russia Insider, among other places. So this is all a part of the program. And so tonight, when we look through some of our other stories in the big board, we have posted the video promo of this show, courtesy of V. Contacta, with links provided to all of these Twitter exchanges that I have had with these birds that will enable people to understand why the title of our show, in a sense, or the first subject of our show, is put in somewhat questionable taste. We weren't the ones who started that, certainly, but Sarah Silverman and Geraldo Rivera and people of this ilk on Twitter, I'm sure with the full approval of people like the ADL, are taking pot shots at Christian conservatives, pro-lifers, marriage traditionalists, legitimate NRA gun owners, and so forth and so on, attempting to convey this false idea that we are somehow the threat to American society, or that we are the terrorists and the extremists, when the exact opposite is the case. So that's why we titled the show that way. And from here on out, we can just look at anything else on the big board that you so desire, Dr. Slattery.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, anytime. And every time I hear a thank you for your service in regard to the next phase of these wars for Israel, I frankly want to throw up. And I hope that our national security community and all the fine people in our military and some sane element in our government and in our two major parties finally figures out that none of their bunk is in the national interest of the United States, and that we ought to kick these folks out the front door right now before it's too late.
Okay, well, taking a look at the big board, the first thing that jumps out at me, what we still do not know about Russiagate from Stephen F. Cohen.
Yes, I put that one up earlier. And it's obviously a very, very pivotal story. And I believe that one was floating around on Lou Rockwell and maybe the UNS Review.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, that is a critical read in regard to what we do know and what we do not yet know about Russiagate.
Mm-hmm.
And where this whole thing has been headed. I think we've got some of that figured out. But clearly, Dr. Cohen is one of the leading authorities in the world on this. And I think, as I think this thing through, it originally appeared in The Nation, mm-hmm. and then subsequently Lou Rockwell was kind enough to run it, which is where we saw it. And this gets into what we still don't know about this whole situation.
So there's what we know, what we don't know. There's what Stephen F. Cohen suspects, and he suspects that Comey didn't start all this, that Brennan at the CIA started it. That he commissioned the nonsense, that basically he commissioned the Steele dossier. If
yes.
he didn't commission it, he was involved in it, more or less commissioned it, or he fed information to it, misinformation to it, and then got sicked Comey on the case. So it's, we'll see about that. Okay, we don't have to dwell on it, but that's a big deal. That's the Judaism, what I call the Judaism. It's the center of it. But, and that's, why isn't that the biggest issue in the world? Well, maybe it's because 9/11 and Jeffrey Epstein, media malfeasance on steroids. I mean, I think the Jeffrey Epstein thing could be the biggest biggest story in the whole world. What can
Well, you know, and I think based upon something else that we posted, Kevin Barrett from the UNS Review, and I've worked with Dr. Barrett once in the distant past on the radio. He's a terrific guy. We have different theological outlooks, but Kevin Barrett is a very, very sharp guy. His story, 9/11 and Jeffrey Epstein, media malfeasance on steroids, is a critical read. And I have found that with the work that I have deliberately been doing on Twitter this week, just expecting that, well, sooner or later they're going to just throw me off of there, which is fine. I could care less. But until they do, I will continue to point things out to people. And I believe that you, Dr. Slattery, and Duke, and a number of other people that have been in our business for a long time understood viscerally that this Epstein story is absolutely critical mm-hmm. to everything that we've been fighting for much of our lives, to bring to the attention of the American people. And because, as you understand, Dr. Slattery, and you've been one of the people right out in front on this, we have every legitimate right, and I keep referencing Whitney Webb's Mint Press News expose on Epstein and Mossad.
Mm-hmm.
I keep referencing the Philip Giraldi story on mm-hmm. Epstein and Mossad and Maxwell,
okay.
and referencing it to the late Gordon Thomas's book on Robert Maxwell, that all of this links up to every other major crime
against us. I want to hear about that. So we're going to the break. Let's hear about it when we come back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back, and now it's time to hear about what did Jeffrey Epstein have to do with 9/11?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily being suggested that there was a real direct link there. I think what Dr. Barrett was attempting to do, and he does it very, very successfully, it's a 2,300-word essay that we posted at the UNS Review, is basically to show that there is an incredible media malfeasance, both in reporting the truth about 9/11 and the truth about Jeffrey Epstein and everything involved in the Epstein case. And if you read through what Kevin Barrett is saying here, it is clear that when you get into the whole question of Jeffrey Epstein and you get into the whole business of Larry Silverstein, owner of the World Trade Center just a handful of months before 9/11, who doubled the insurance, made a lot of money. He's very close to Netanyahu and made a lot of money when the 9/11 thing happened. And Silverstein is a confessed participant, as Dr. Barrett responsibly reports, a confessed participant in the controlled demolition of Building 7, which gave Mr. Silverstein over $700 million insurance dollars, folks, in the pretext that Al-Qaeda had somehow brought it down. Press never covered this particular Silverstein angle on all of this.
Although the news got out, and at least to our listeners, I'm sure a lot of listeners know that he had doubled the insurance and
Exactly, and I think that's largely due to the work of the responsible alt-right that was telling the American public and the world about this, which gets back to why Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL wants to use YouTube and all of these other American social media outlets to basically get our responsible reporting off of radar where the American people are concerned. And this post by Kevin Barrett, I think, underscores this. The whole fraud of the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center Building 7 may have been the biggest scandal of the 21st century, if not of all of American history, Dr. Barrett reminds us. But then when you start talking about the Larry Silverstein sex angle, this is where he shares something else in common with Jeff Epstein. It is Kevin Barrett who tells us that Larry Silverstein apparently began his rags to 9/11 riches story as a pimp supplying prostitutes and nude dancers to the shadier venues of New York City, alongside other illicit activities, including, quote, the heroin trade, money laundering, and New York police and corruption.
I want to get the timing of this, because Jeffrey Epstein was a college dropout. He dropped out of two colleges, was hired by William Barr's father, Donald Barr, to work as a math teacher at a elite school in Manhattan. And then, I think within a year or two, was fired, not necessarily by Donald Barr, but by Donald Barr's successor. So when was he supplying girls to these sleazy bars?
Well, what Dr. Barrett does tell us is that all of this stuff about Larry Silverstein was exposed in a mid-1990s lawsuit. I don't have a copy of that lawsuit in front of me. What Dr. Barrett does tell us is good luck finding any investigative reports on any of this in the New York Times. Now, as Barrett points out, another Epstein-Silverstein connection is their relationships to major American Jewish organizations. Even while he was allegedly pimping girls and running heroin, Larry Silverstein served as president for the United Jewish Appeal of New York, the United Jewish Appeal. As for Epstein, he was the boy toy and protege of Les Wexner. That name has come up with Whitney Webb and also with Philip Giraldi. Wexner, based in Columbus, Ohio, is the co-founder of the mega group of Jewish billionaires associated with the World Jewish Congress, the Anti-Defamation League, and other pro-Israel groups. Indeed, says Kevin Barrett, there is no evidence that self-made billionaire, quote-unquote, Epstein, ever earned significant amounts of money. His only investment client, quote-unquote, was Les Wexner. Epstein, a professional sexual blackmailer, used his supposed billionaire status as a cover story when, in fact, he was just an employee working for Les Wexner and associated criminal intelligence networks. Now, this is where we get to the third and most fascinating point in the Epstein-Silverstein similarity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quoting Dr. Barrett here. They were both close to the government of Israel. Jeffrey Epstein's handler was Ghislaine Maxwell. There's that wonderful name, that wonderful lady, mm-hmm. the daughter of Mossad super spy Robert Maxwell. Among his friends was Ehud Barak, who is currently challenging Netanyahu for leadership of Israel. Larry Silverstein, too, has friends in high Israeli places. According to Haaretz, Silverstein has, quote-unquote, close ties with Netanyahu, speaking to him on the phone every weekend, as well as with Ehud Barak, quote, whom Silverstein in the past offered a job as his representative in Israel, unquote, and who called Silverstein immediately after 9/11. And so you continue reading through this. The Epstein suicide.
We're up on the next break. That came fast, but we'll be right back.
Very good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
And we are back, and I just want to correct myself because I had mistakenly assumed, why wouldn't I suppose, that when you said supplying, acting as a pimp supplying girls to seedy nightclubs, I just assumed it was Epstein.
But that's Silverstein.
And, oh, my gosh.
Dr. Barrett mentions this mid-1990s lawsuit. Yeah, this 1990s lawsuit that lawsuit against Silverstein, apparently, exposed his sordid past as a pimp and sex peddler in New York. And as Kevin Barrett tells the story here in this latest piece for the UNS Review, this whole thing was, of course, not covered by the New York Times. So, again, I think as you look through the rest of the Kevin Barrett piece, and it's an excellent, excellent essay of 2,300 words, we get back to the fundamental question. The media malfeasance on steroids that Dr. Barrett talks about with 9/11 and what happened there, the media malfeasance on steroids in regard to Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell and Mossad. And then this is where I go back to my rebuttal issued to Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL. The Epstein's Mossad story, the Epstein-Mossad Maxwell story, does link to Israel's wars for empire. It links to their attempt to bring the United States into a war with Iran. It links to the 9/11 tragedy. It links to the USS Liberty attack of Israel on that ship, killing scores of Americans. It links up to the Promise affair. It links up to the new mech.
Would you refresh my memory on the Promise affair?
Yeah, basically what you have is a situation in the Promise affair. You had a Virginia-based company, a legitimate Virginia-based company. And this company was manufacturing a program that was designed to be used as software of the most secure kind for the law enforcement agencies worldwide, intelligence agencies, and so forth and so on. Robert Maxwell, working in conjunction with Rafi Eitan, who, as I recall, was the head of Israel's LACAM, high-tech spying and technology-stealing organization, they worked to get an unsuspecting owner of the Promise program to hand Rafi Eitan, not realizing who Eitan was, as I recall the story from Gordon Thomas's Seeds of Fire, and I reviewed the book at the time, that this Promise program was subsequently doctored by the Israeli LACAM. A backdoor chip was put into it that was designed to enable Israel to read anything out of any intelligence agency or law enforcement agency's computers in the world, even to siphon things out of it. And it was Robert Maxwell who made the approach to an unsuspecting John Tower, Senator John Tower of Texas, about this whole business of this Promise software, and utilizing John Tower's influence. Tower was on the board of directors of several big-time think tanks and national security organizations that were close to Israel, apparently. And that was John Tower who brokered this Israeli-doctored Promise software to a lot of people, including the Los Alamos Nuclear Laboratory folks. And as a result of this, this doctored Promise software enabled Israel to siphon American nuclear secrets out of our Los Alamos National Laboratory, and even to broker some of this to China.
It never stops, does it?
It never stops. And as I was saying to Jonathan Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League on Twitter, you know, what's really at issue here, I didn't put it quite this way, but if you look at what I actually said, and that's on our big board in regard to the promotional for this show, not just the promo video, but all of my Twitter exchanges with these various people, I basically said to Greenblatt, well, you know, this Epstein, Mossad, Maxwell thing that obviously has you has your ownership all over it, in turn links up to 9/11. It links up to, obviously, the Building 7 thing and Larry Silverstein, and it links up to the Levon affair, the Kennedy assassination in terms of the Meyer-Lansky-Ben-Gurion-Dimona link to the demise of the 35th President of the United States. You have the USS Liberty attack. You have the Pollard and Promise and Ben-Ami and IPAC spy cases, and we get, it just goes on and on and on and on, and now, of course, all of this in turn links up to something that Israel is obviously attempting to do, and for this we turn to Dr. Giraldi's latest essay, which is up on the big board from the UNS Review, in regard to Israel's many wars, and the fact that clearly Israel's escalation in activities and rhetoric vis-a-vis Iran are designed not simply to get a war started with the Iranians that should not be fought, but also to bring the United States into this whole thing. You know, antiwar.com had reported that Netanyahu and certain other Israeli officials were contemplating an attack on Iran, if necessary, without the help of the United States. And that's what caused me to suggest to Jonathan Greenblatt and to Geraldo Rivera and to Sarah Silverman that if Israel attacks Iran, and Vladimir, especially if Vladimir Putin's Russia gets involved, we'll find out that it is the Israeli Defense Forces that have the undersized penises here. And in this regard, I would go so far as to say that even if Israel is successful with all of their neocon pals in on Capitol Hill and with Bolton and Pompeo and all of these other yahoos surrounding Donald Trump, in bringing the United States into a war with Iran, fighting it for Israel, that both the Americans and the Israelis will find that their genitalia, shall we say, is extremely undersized. The Iranians will be a far tougher opponent than any of these people think. And then, of course, it begs the question as to what Vladimir Putin will do, and then what will his Russian military do. And then, of course, there's Communist China sitting there ready to dump all of these American debt instruments out in the open market to bring this whole thing to a very, very screeching halt. We obviously cannot secure the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranians know this. They're undoubtedly undertaking many, many measures to make sure that they can sabotage that if they have to, if they are, in fact, attacked. And as you start adding to that any possible military moves that China might decide to make in the South China Sea or against Taiwan while the United States is tied up in this idiotic Middle Eastern situation, the draconian scenarios are endless. But the bottom line, folks, is this. The Anti-Defamation League and their pals like Larry Silverstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Jonathan Pollard and all of this other cast of criminals want to bring you, the average American, and or your children or grandchildren into a war on behalf of an entity, meaning Israel, that in my judgment is illegally occupying Palestine, that has conducted all of these evil actions against the United States and its people in regard to espionage operations and false flags. I think it can be demonstrated the compelling case that Mike Piper makes in Final Judgment for even the assassination of President Kennedy. So in this regard, why are we giving these people $10 billion a year to destroy our economy in the longer run to bring us into a much, much greater national debt situation?
Because our politicians are kosher certified.
And they're all kosher certified. Why? Because you have people like Epstein running a kiddie escort service for the Israeli Mossad that is designed to compromise all of these national security figures and politicians and media people who, even if they think better of it, will do whatever it is that the Zionists want in order to avoid the exposure that perversion and pedophilia would bring to their lives and their careers. These folks have all got a lot to hide, and when you see people like Tony Blair in Jeff Epstein's phone directory, in addition, of course, to people like Bill Clinton and so many of these other people that have been exposed as pals of Epstein, and visitors to his island on his Lolita Express and all the rest of this trash, the public blood is boiling in outrage, not only at the Epstein ring, but at this clearly phony story that he killed himself in jail. Mm-hmm. And when we ask ourselves who would benefit by making sure that Epstein, quote-unquote, committed suicide, this gets back to the same people who profited when Jacob Rubenstein of the Sonneborn Institute, also known as Jack Ruby,
Never heard of him.
Full of lead.
Who's Jacob Rubenstein?
A.K.A. Jack Ruby.
Everybody changed their name when they come here.
Yeah, and so we find out that Jack Ruby is hooked up. Yeah, he was hooked up with Sam Giancana, but more importantly, Meyer Lansky. Jack Ruby was linked up to all of the stuff going on with the Bay of Pigs in Cuba. Jack Ruby was a gun runner to the Zionists, as was Frank Sturgis, folks. That's all now been publicly confirmed. And Jack Ruby, also known as Jacob Rubenstein, was running guns to the Israeli Irgun and to the Israeli Haganah in the run-up to statehood that even included such marvelous activities as the bombing of the King David Hotel.
Mm-hmm. And just for people's reference, the Irgun and the Haganah, they were terrorist organizations that eventually morphed into the Israeli Defense Forces. Begin,
exactly.
And all these, like, prime ministers up until
Yitzhak Shamir.
Yeah, so Yitzhak Shamir, which group was he in? Was he Haganah or Irgun?
You know, I'm not sure on that. Of course, he was the one who ordered Robert Maxwell's assassination, so right. We might throw that. And then he eulogized Maxwell at the funeral on the Mount of Olives. No kidding.
I think Menachem Begin was Irgun, I'm pretty sure. And Ariel Sharon was Stern Gang.
Yes.
All these guys, I mean, they... And if you look at the new generation, I'm sure you'd find that their parents or their fathers were in these organizations. All these in these terrorist organizations. Sorry to interrupt. Finish your thought, and then I have a thought that might be a little bit interesting.
Well, sure, but I think basically the importance, and I think Dr. Barrett underscores it in his essay for the UNSW Review, the thing that Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL and all of these other apologists for this fifth column operating in the United States, the thing that terrifies them is that the Epstein, Mossad, Maxwell thing starts linking up to all of these other things, including the Kennedy assassination and 9/11, and if the American public ever puts that together and understands that that's provable, they're finished.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jeffrey Epstein, he was part of a some sort of blackmail/kosher certification operation where he would have, well, he would film video elite people, leading politicians having sex with young girls and maybe young boys from time to time. And, you know, there's... Initially, everybody thought, oh, well, people were tricked into it because what? Why? Because everybody wants to have sex with young girls? And my position has been, no, actually, they probably don't want to have sex with young girls, but that it's the price that they thought they had to pay in order to get access to that top echelon of Jewish power in the media and campaign finance and whatnot. Okay, here's my thought. Many listeners might be aware that there's this new technology, relatively new. It's been around for a few years. Well, it's been around for many years in Hollywood, but it's becoming more and more common. Deep fake, where they're able to map on somebody's face onto another person's body in video. And, you know, it's been used in Hollywood for a while, but it was hard and expensive. But now it's becoming very, very available. And maybe people have seen, you know, there are these videos up on YouTube where you can see Vladimir Putin or Obama, and they're saying things, but then they show you that there's actually just some computer nerd with a beard who's actually doing the talking and making the faces move, right? The camera is just focused on the video on the computer nerd with the beard, and then Obama or Putin can smile or open their mouth or wink, just by being controlled by this guy. So it's an image. Okay, so I read in I don't know where it was, Huffington Post or somewhere. Actually, I guess I originally read it on the Daily Stormer, so I want to give credit where credit's due, that this is now being used to fake pornography. And so they've been putting famous actresses' faces onto, inserting them into porn videos that, of course, they had nothing to do with. So here's the thought. Now, all of the sudden, everybody who potentially blackmailed by Jeffrey Epstein now has plausible deniability. What do you think of that? Could that help bring down the operation?
Well, I'm speculating, of course, but living in the world of technology that we do, with things like this available now, of course, that weren't even available 30 years ago, I think that anything is absolutely possible. And this is the terrifying aspect of this to me, is that in terms of technologies, and I said this in this article that I wrote on Martin Luther King Day last year, when I was asking all these well-meaning African-American folks to really consider whether or not they're really free at last. And I referenced this comment to what I dubbed the American warfare, welfare, surveillance, and perversion state.
And I hate to say it, but we're coming up on another break. So people, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out where this is all going. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
And we are back. Mark, you kept us on the edge of our seats. What were you telling these black individuals about Martin Luther King?
Well, I was basically asking them to really examine this whole question of race in and of itself in regard to certainly the Antifa Black Lives Matter Marxist spin on these racial questions. But then I was suggesting to them in this essay that they have a lot in common with people like the people that listen to this show. Mm-hmm. We are all prisoners together. we are all progressively at the mercy of this American warfare, welfare, surveillance, perversion state. And when you look at the questions you're raising about the technology, Dr. Slattery, we have never been in an era like this before in regard to Big Brother surveillance, NSA surveillance of all of us without warrants, clearly unconstitutional, clearly a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, but it goes on routinely. We are increasingly at the mercy of technologies which are designed to attack us anonymously in many cases. I, from time to time over the years, and I'm sure that this is true of everybody of any significance who's been involved in the work that we've been in, especially since 9/11, you know, these anonymous threats that upon closer investigation link up to certain people who in fact are hiding behind anonymity and who are using anonymity as very well-known players in all of this to libel and to slander and to falsely caricature people that oppose the so-called wealth, warfare, welfare, surveillance, perversion state. And when you look at this whole business, the scary thing now is that this is being aimed at American dissidents on the alt-right, the anti-New World Order, anti-war, anti-Zionist right, in new and demonic ways. And you see it very, very much in evidence on Twitter. I left Facebook voluntarily quite some time ago. I assume that some pretty bad stuff is going on there. But I think this Twitter thing is actually worse in terms of what I've seen on there just in the brief period of time I've been engaged with it. And it is producing a scary brand of groupthink to where whether you're talking about people who are 100% pro-Trump, mm-hmm. or people who wasted their time watching these 20 boobs in this climate change debate on CNN tonight, there is no nuancing.
Oh, did they have a debate tonight?
Yeah, it's my understanding that they did.
Okay.
And when you think about it...
And we only have a minute left.
When you're watching that or you're watching a doubleheader in Monday Night Football, or where you think that Donald Trump, on the other hand, is doing a great job when the Zionists are trying to lead him into a third world war, for those of us... who are informed, who read and who think and who analyze and who go back in history and try to engage in a fair analysis of excellent writings with people that don't always agree with us on every issue, but have insights that we can learn from. And certainly Dr. Kevin Barrett, who is a Muslim, is someone that we can all learn from. All of that is largely being lost in a Twitter world of these 5 and 10 and 50 word sound bites mm-hmm. and rebuttals and arguments, which have produced the most poisoned, illiterate, illogical, uninformed political discourse that I've ever witnessed in my lifetime as an American, and it is scary. I just hope that with what we're doing here on John Stadtmiller's RBN, that we are contributing to some degree of introspection and information and analysis, where we return once again, folks, to what we put on our big board. Just don't listen to us on this show. That's fine.
NationalBugle.com
mm-hmm. and check out all of these great sources that we post, in many cases, not always from our end of the political spectrum, who nonetheless are giving us some things we've got to consider.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the show, Mark, as always, and I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.